want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Monday to you, Brevard County. We're back. Hopefully we're better than ever. I'm not sure about that. I do know I'm older than I've ever been before in my life, but then again, so are you. So 5 minutes from now, you'll be older yet. Hi, my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we welcome you to another week here on WMIE 91.5 FM of the Refresh Radio Program, a ministry brought to you by the Saints at Merritt Assembly of God. And any generous folks out there that want to help this program to continue, we greatly appreciate it. We are blessed whenever we hear from you. There was a day here not too long ago. I had within a 24-hour period, I'd heard from three different listeners to the program, and that was very encouraging. And appreciated some of the things that I had said on the radio, and that's always encouraging. Believe me, I've stuck my foot in my mouth enough to realize that my mouth tastes a whole lot better without my foot in it. So never said that before, but it's true. Want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but it is hot outside almost every day. And if you have a construction job, I know a number of people in the construction field. I know some roofers. I know some general contractors. I know the folks at Jits Concrete. And one of the things that they say is that it's very difficult for them to find people who are willing to work in the intense heat that we have here in Brevard County, especially during the summertime. The last thing you want to do is hire somebody that's going to quit mid-job. That is the worst thing that I think you could find happening, especially with concrete. Can you imagine if you hired somebody and said, oh yeah, I can do that job. And then they get out there and said, you know what? There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a cooler way. And after the concrete has all been poured in, they say, no, I'm done with this, and just walk away from it. That's why the folks at Jits Concrete are so valuable to me, is because they've got decades of experience. And listen, they're not afraid to get up as early as it takes to get the job done. With all of the construction that's been going on around Brevard County, that means that you've got to coordinate workers. That means you've got to coordinate site prep. You've got to coordinate delivery. You've got to coordinate finishing. You've got to coordinate with the contractor and the plans. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And if the folks of Jits Concrete can help you out with your project, you will be glad that you made that choice. 321-536-5804. If you don't need them now, you may need them in the future. Give them a call, 321-536-5804. We are going to go back to Malachi chapter 3. We were there on Friday. We didn't get finished with it. We're going to talk about some other things that are in Malachi chapter 3 that don't even have anything to do with thou shalt not steal. There's just some things in there that I know everybody hears messages on, you know, bring all the tithe into the storehouse and all of that. But there are some other things in Malachi chapter 3 that are just rock solid blessings from God that I think it would do well for us to hear. And so when we get to those things, I'm going to deviate just a little bit from the Thou Shalt Not Steal series that we're doing, just so that I can bring that encouraging word to you. You can catch this program 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, and 10:30 of the morning on WWBC, 1510 AM. Malachi chapter 3, verse number 10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. So let's look at this. First of all, I'm here to present the truth to you. At my church, I don't look at the giving records. I could not tell you from the giving records who gives how much or any of that. I know that there are some people that give because they let us know, but I don't go diving into the giving records. I just want to preach the word. I want people to live their life blessed, not cursed. I want God to be controlling their income, not the devourer. And so that's why I present this. But everybody needs financial blessing in their life. But not everybody is going to do this. I've been at this long enough to know that not everybody is going to embrace this truth. I'll just not say what crossed my mind there. I'm just going to hold that thought, and I don't think that one came from God, so I'm just going to suppress that thought there, if that's okay with you. So let me take you to verse number 10, that there may be food in my house. We talked about that. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. This is one situation that God says, this is a provable way of living. It is a provable lifestyle. This lifestyle changes the dynamic with which God operates in our life. It's true. He says it's going to change the way that he operates. Now you have to remember that Israel at this time was an agrarian society. It was an agriculture-based society. So if there wasn't food, you know, grocery stores and things like that. There's markets and farmers markets and all that. I've been to some third world farmers markets, and it's like, okay, I've got this product, and the person next to me has this product, and the person after them has the exact same product. It just goes on and on and on with the same product, and it's like, you know what? I think it's going to be a pretty tough profit margin here. If everybody's selling the same thing, nobody's going to really be making that much money. God says that if we will explore this lifestyle with him, this is what he said. Now, this is, he says, try me now in this. This is God going to demonstrate faithfulness. He says, see if I will not open for you the windows of heaven. Now, I want to tell you what that statement indicates, because this instruction, this commandment from God is coming because God has already said, you are robbing me in tithes and offerings. He says, but if you will bring all the tithe into the storehouse, try me in this and see if I will not throw open the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. What he's just said is that they were living under a closed heaven. It doesn't mean that there wasn't a little rain that came here or there, but there was an insufficient outpouring to meet the needs that would cause the crops to grow. Okay? So what God was saying is, look, you need me for your daily life. If you will honor me, you are going to find that your daily life is going to be blessed beyond whatever you could do. I remember having a discussion with a person back in the 1970s. And man, they were making so much more money than anybody around my part of the country that I knew was making. They were doing really, really well. And this person told me, this was a one-on-one conversation, because I was like, wow, that's a lot of money. And he said, you will find this, the more you make, the more you spend. And so what he was saying is, even though I'm making a lot of money, he said, I've still got a lot of money. It's just passing through. It's not sticking. It is not accomplishing everything that it needs to accomplish. I want you to know that if you think that money is going to solve your problems, it's not. People with a lot of money end up having a lot of issues to deal with that other people don't necessarily have. If you don't have nothing, they won't steal nothing. You know, that's kind of the, but people who have accumulated much, those possessions tend to latch on to them. And then they want to know, how can I keep from losing all of this stuff? And so God says, if you will bless me, if you will release the tithes and offerings, if you will bring it into the storehouse to where it accomplishes everything that it's designed to accomplish, he said, you're going to find that you're going to be living under an open heaven and blessings are going to be coming your way. He says, I am going to pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. See, for God, this is personal for you. It's not, I mean, the tithe does belong to him. It is holy. It belongs to him. But this isn't because God's got an economic crisis where he's needing to stretch the finances to try to make it to the end of the month. That's not what's going on here at all. God was looking for his people, his chosen people, to be blessed. Now, a lot of people want to say, so are you saying that God wants everybody to be rich? Jesus said, you're always going to have the poor with you. He also said in the Old Testament that if we would do life the way that he said to do it, that we would not have poor among us. So how do you reconcile those two statements? Well, it's quite simply this. Jesus knows that there's always going to be people who are not going to do life the way that he wants it done. So there's always going to be people in need. The economy in America right now is booming. It's doing really, really well. But not everybody is doing well. Not everybody is doing well. But even if you're doing well financially, that does not necessarily equate to the blessing of God. I went on a missions trip back in the 1990s. It was to a very destitute, a very poor country. Millions and millions and millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, probably billions of dollars has been poured into this country, and it is just as poor today as it has ever been. And back then, the missionary that we visited said, whatever you do, do not give the people any money. And that was just so contrary. We said, we're going to need an explanation. What do you mean? These people are so impoverished. He said, these people, if they save their money and then they give it to a human smuggler to try and get them smuggled out of the country, and they end up, thousands of them end up dying in the process. He said, please do not sentence these people to chasing a fantasy because they're not ready to meet Jesus. They're not ready to meet Jesus. So money does not equal blessing, but money can be a blessing. It's not money is the root of all evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. And when you have adopted the mindset that the more blessed I am, the bigger blessing I'm going to be able to be, then you have found yourself right in the center of the contentment that God has for us. I saw a picture recently of my kids when they were little. Our financial situation was probably never worse than it was at that particular point in time. It was really, really tough. And every one of those kids had a great big smile on their face. You see, when Paul writes, I have been poor and I've been rich, but I've learned the secret is to be content in whatever state I was in, then you have found yourself to where money does not have a grip on you. You realize that it is just a tool that God has for you that is going to be able to be a blessing. You see, it is not about containment. It's about contentment. And I get way more satisfaction in being a blessing to someone else. I mean, right now we've got so many things that we are working on to bring us to the place where we are going to be liberated to be the blessing in our latter years that God always wanted us to be. We're working hard at it. I don't want to delay. I want heaven opened over Merit Assembly of God. I want heaven opened over WMIE. I want heaven opened over my finances. I want heaven opened over my kids' finances. I want heaven opened over your finances, because God's ability to bless is beyond our ability to contain. And so you'll find that there's joy, that there's peace. Do you realize that couples fight about money? Do you realize that Congress fights about spending money that they don't have? They fight all sorts of things. There's this huge, battle that takes place every year when the budget comes up. I just hate doing the same thing over and over and over again, and nothing ever changes. God says, if you will honor me the way I'm supposed to be honored, if you will bring the tithe to me, he said, I'm getting ready to do something in heaven that is going to change your dynamic here on earth. Not only that, he says, along with the positive, I am also going to operate on the negative. He says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, so that he will not destroy the fruit of your ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord. That's verse number 11. So God is not only going to work on the crop maturing and the crop growing and a hundredfold harvest. He says, but I'm going to also go to work on the things that are trying to destroy the things that are growing in your life. So my daughter is developing a bit of a green thumb. She loves to grow things, and she had a plant here the other day, and she said it's infested with aphids. It's got things that's destroying the crop. It's not going to be able to accomplish the things that it is supposed to accomplish because of the bugs that are going on there. Now, it's not a profession for her. It's a hobby. It's something that she does in her spare time. And that plant happens to be at our house right now. She said it's got things that are trying to destroy it going on in its life. again, agrarian society, but I ask you, you do realize that the devil goes about as a roaring lion. He is not a roaring lion. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may, what? Devour. God says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. That enemy that tries to consume not just your blessings, but tries to destroy you. And God said, when you have honored me, I am going to issue a decree from the throne room of heaven. And it is going to be a decree of authority. It is going to be an unappealable rebuke from the throne room of heaven, directly aimed at the enemy that is trying to consume the blessing that God directed into your life. God said, he blesses and adds no sorrow to it. So I pray that you begin to walk in this blessing, because your family needs to see what it is like for people to be blessed. I believe that it is more than just a monetary blessing. I believe it's emotional blessing. I believe that your possessions thrive better when our relationship with God is in the right order. And it says here, verse number 12, and all the nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, says the Lord of hosts. What God says is, when you step out and you begin to live this way, and all of a sudden heaven is open, it's not a heaven of brass. Instead, it is a heaven of blessing, and you're not looking to find some way to multiply it. You're trying to figure out how to manage the overflow. You know, that's what it says. You will not have enough room to receive it or to contain it. He says, I'm going to operate in the negative as well. I'm going to rebuke the devourer. And he says, I'm going to work in your life to such an extent that other nations, other people groups are going to look at you and they're going to call you blessed. You see, I like it a lot more when people recognize the actions of God in my life and they say, do you realize what this is going on? Remember Elisha? Everywhere he went, the school of the prophets in that location would say, do you realize that your master is going to be taken from you today? He said, yes, I'm aware of it. Let's not talk about it. And they'd go to the next place. Do you realize your master is going to be taken from you? Yes, I know. Let's not talk about it. Finally, Elijah says, you know I'm getting ready to be taken from you. Yep. Well, what can I do for you? He says, I want a double portion. I want a double portion. And Elijah said, you've asked a very hard thing, but if you see me when I'm taken up into heaven, it's going to be yours. It's going to be yours. And so when the chariots of fire come rushing down and take Elijah to heaven, Elisha shouts out, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. The reason that he cried that out was he was wanting everybody to know, I saw it when it happened. I did not get sidetracked. I am ready to receive. He picked up that mantle that Elijah had dropped as he was taken up into heaven, and he walked over to the Jordan River, and just like Elijah had, he took that mantle and he struck the water. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the waters parted for Elisha just the same way as they had for Elijah. What about the blessing of spiritual authority? What about the blessing of being able to win the lost? What about the blessing of being able to pray for somebody and see them recover physically? What kind of blessing do you need in your life today? Now, I will tell you this, you can't buy a blessing. That's a sin called simony, S-I-M-O-N-Y. It comes out of the book of Acts where Simon tried to buy the ability to lay hands on people and they would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Simony is trying to purchase what God is wanting to offer for free. You see, this is not a financial transaction. This is a transaction of honor. It's a transaction of faith. It is a transaction of obedience. And we say, God, you deserve this. We know that you have a purpose for it, that other people's lives are going to be impacted as a result of it. We want to honor you. And God says, I'm going to bless you and make you an even greater blessing. A lot of times people don't know that pastors tithe. I tithe. My wife and I, our giving is well above 10%. And some people say, well, I don't see that in the scripture. And I say, well, look at the priest. 10% of what came into the storehouse, the priests were to take over to the altar. They were supposed to put a match to it, and they offered it to the Lord as a burnt offering. See, this principle of giving to God, you'll find this in the footnote of the New International Version of the Bible, but it talks about giving as giving irrevocably. That means that we're not giving with any strings attached. We're not trying to control it. We're not trying to manipulate the situation. We're just saying, God, you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be on. He says, other nations are going to call you blessed. And he says this, for you will be a delightful land. I tell you, I want God to move in our lives so that people say about you, they say about me, they say about your church, they say about Paul's church, man, that's a great group of people to be around. They are such a joy. At least I hope they say that about your church. I hope it's not, boy, did you see the number of police cars that were there for the unrest last week? That's not what I want you to hear. I've got a friend of mine, and she had a birthday here recently, and I told her, I said, the joy of the Lord just radiates out of your personality. You are such a joy to be around. I know that God wants you to be filled with the joy of the Lord. I want to be filled with the joy of the Lord. And we want all of the aspects of our life to reflect that God is God. He's God over our spirit. He's God over our soul. He's God over our physical being. And he's God over our finances as well. And we're blessed as a result of it. We'll see you tomorrow right here.
Thank you
Refresh.
For tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Great.